Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Monday, December 19. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a freelance journalist reports alleged purchase of large building in Roseau by the Dominica Labour Party. Venezuela delays 100 Bolivar banknote withdrawal. And Christine Lagarde, IMF chief, convicted over payout. The news is brought to you compliments Fast Cash and Accords Dominica Limited. The details after this.
The countdown to Christmas is on!
What?
Shop at Courts. Get double the products and double the deals with BOGO. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Buy one, get one 50% off at Courts. Tuesday 20th and Wednesday 21st December. Plus, pay nothing till March 2017. Get what you need in time for Christmas with BOGO at Courts. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
UWP Senator Monel Williams is offering the view things cannot get worse than they already are in Dominica. Speaking at a recent constituency meeting in Canefield, Williams says the DLP government has strategically made Dominicans poor in order to boost its hero complex. She is optimistic one day the government will be removed from power by the hand of God.
We did not suffer any natural disaster this year, thank God, but for me, the biggest disaster that ever happened to Dominica was Roosevelt Skerrit and the Dominica Labour Party. It doesn't get much worse than that. This is a party which has systematically and strategically made us poor. They have impoverished us. They have taken everything that we could use to earn our daily bread. They have broken it. They have trashed it. They have undermined it. And so they can emerge as saviors, as gods to the rescue. I tell you, the time is coming when it will not be man who removes Roosevelt Skerrit and the Dominica Labour Party. It will be a God-given victory.
A high surf and small crafts warning is still in effect for Dominica until 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 21. This comes as a consequence of a strong high-pressure system over the North Atlantic, generating a surface winds of 25 to 30 knots over the next few days. Large waves and dangerous rip currents can be expected mainly along the north, northeast, and east coasts of Dominica, which will create unsafe conditions for small craft operators, sea bathers, and other users of the sea are also advised to stay out of the water. Freelance journalist Kalal John Baptist revealed on a Q95 FM radio today that the Dominica Labour Party has purchased a large building in Roseau. The building was reportedly once owned by a well-known deceased land surveyor, the late Carol Winsky. It is located close to the Dominica Planned Parenthood Association premises on King George V Street in Roseau. According to John Baptist, a prominent Dominican attorney may have assisted with the purchase in some way. John Baptist says at this time, the exact amount paid for the building has not been made public.
The building, which was once owned by Winsky, that is next to Astafan, that is at the back of Kyrie FM. At one time, Kyrie FM Crazy T was very much interested in purchasing it close to the Dominica Planned Parenthood Association. What I can confirm to you for a fact, that building has been purchased by the Dominica Labour Party. It has been purchased by the Dominica Labour Party. A prominent Dominican attorney assisted in, you know, doing the, well, you, I don't want to say the purchase, but the transaction that has to be made. And of course, you will need to go through a lawyer, you know, to, you know, and that sort of thing. They say, all shall eat. So the lawyer did the various works and so on. Of course, there's a percentage. You know, there's a percentage when you do those transactions. So, of course, that lawyer would have gotten his or her percentage of that. I don't have the exact figure, but I know from where the source of funds came, in the sense that my understanding is that a loan was, or my investigation brought me to a loan that was sought for that, for the purchase of that building. And that building has been up for sale for a long time. There is a financial institution, prominent financial institution in Dominica. And yeah, the Dominican Labour Party, and that they're going to fix it or renovate it, whatever you want to say.
Former president of the Dominica Academy of Arts and Sciences, DAS, Dr. Clayton Schillingford, is calling on attorney Anthony Astafan to update his position regarding the Citizenship by Investment program in view of on what he said to journalist Matthias Pelche in year 2000. Dr. Schillingford says he would be shocked if the statement Astafan made in the year 2000 did not equally apply to what is currently happening with the Citizenship by Investment program in Dominica.
Well, the question for Tony Astafan is, does he believe, having made that statement some time ago, that the statement equally applies right now? I would be very surprised indeed if the statement that he has now made does not equally apply to the system of the passport selling business right now. And I don't agree that Mr. Duncan Stowe mustn't come forward and make a statement. All those persons who are involved in this racket, I think they have an equal obligation to come forward and say whether this thing is being done properly and in the interest of the nation, or if it is only in their own personal interest, as Tony is implying. Tony himself ought to come forward and revise the statement. That is to say, does he himself now, today, believe that the same corruption he's describing some years ago equally applies right now? Tony, I guess you're probably listening to me, but I'm asking you, you come forward now and let the Dominican people know if the statements you made some years back are equally applicable right now.
In more local news, a public relations officer of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George, is encouraging residents of Caneville to vote for a better candidate in the person of Senator Felix Thomas. George says he knows Thomas well and stressed that Thomas is an excellent candidate to represent Caneville in the next general election.
We're here in Caneville. We've heard of the machinations that have gone on in Caneville politically, but we have a solid candidate in the person of Senator Felix Thomas. And we, with your support, are going to ensure that we win the West Coast Belt from Collihoe to Sufre, to ensure that we have enough elected parliamentary representatives when the next general election is called, and we join with the North, Northeast, and the Eastern constituencies to form the next government in the Commonwealth of Dominica. That is my hope, that is my wish, that is my expectation, and that is what I know is going to happen.
Meanwhile, Wesley MP Ezekiel Bazile says the people of the East are fed up with the failed promises made by the Dominica Labour Party for the past 17 years. MP Bazile contends that Dominicans have been betrayed by the DLP government, and during an address to Caneville residents, he encouraged them to think for themselves and demand a change in governance.
Wesley, because I will tell you, the people of Wesley, Rupperton and Pantry are fed up with what is going on in this country. Caneville people, I'm certain, you all have been driving to Melbourne Hall. The government decided to victimize the people of Wesley, Woodfortil, Pamtree, and the extension, Marigot, forgetting that they're putting the people of Dominica under pressure. When you look at what is happening outside of the Melbourne Hall airport, the rail was broken in 2015, at the time of Tropical Storm Erica. In 2016, brothers and sisters, 1 year and almost 6 months after, the Mendenhall Airport main road outside of the airport is a total mess. Farmers are crying. I was speaking to some farmers in the constituency. It's a shame to see that farmers must now be searching for oil to paint the vehicles to prevent it from rusting, brothers and sisters. It is wrong what this government is doing to the people of Wesley, Woodfortin and Pantry. Is wrong. It is not right. I am not certain how much more we can accept it. And they forget that all of Dominica is suffering under the seawater in that area.
And economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says the United Workers' Party recently asked for complete disclosure of the current holders of Dominica's diplomatic passports in a recent session of Parliament. He interpreted the response of Dominica's Foreign Affairs Minister, Francis Baron, as effectively telling the opposition it's none of their business. Dr. Fontaine told Q95 in any other developing states that upholds democracy, if this question was posed to the government, the information would immediately have been made public, as the people would hold the government accountable for any form of mismanagement or corrupt practice.
The question was raised in Parliament, where Parliament is supposed to be the country or the place where all of those issues are addressed. And the opposition leader, Honorable Hillary Clinton, raise that exact issue in Parliament. And you basically told it's none of your business. We cannot tell you publicly who have what, which passports have been cancelled, which ones have been renewed. You know, that is the response you got from the foreign minister. And that to me was a very shocking response. In no other country, no other civilized country, will you have a situation where a question as critical and something that should be public knowledge is being held close to the chest of the minister.
In other news, Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro has delayed the withdrawal of the 100 Bolivar bill until January amid protests, looting, and economic chaos. Last Sunday, Maduro made the surprise announcement that the 100 Bolivar note, which is worth about 2 U.S. cents, would go out of circulation to be replaced by higher denomination bills. Venezuelans lined up to exchange 100 unit bank notes before they became worthless, but replacement bills failed to materialize, increasing the cash chaos in the country with the world's highest inflation. On Thursday, Maduro said the new higher denomination bills were ready, but they were still nowhere to be seen, and by Friday, the country was largely devoid of any viable paper currency. And the French court has found International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde guilty of negligence, but did not hand down any punishment. As a French finance minister in 2008, she approved an award of $429 million to businessman Bernard Tapie for the disputed sale of a firm. Lagarde, who always denied wrongdoing, was not present in court, having left France for Washington. The IMF board is to meet shortly to consider the latest developments. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Freelance journalist reports alleged purchase of large building in Roseau by the Dominica Labour Party. Venezuela delays 100 Bolivar banknote withdrawal. And Christine Lagarde, IMF chief, convicted over payout. The news is brought to you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited, and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.